Hana. Okay. Chakshur and Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So as I mentioned before, today is the glorious appearance day of the Ganges River.
Kao što sam već prije spomenuo, danas je slavni dan pojave rijeke Gange.
The disappearance day of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana or Vedanta Acharya.
I dan odlaska Baladeva Vidyabhushana Vedanta Acharya.
And the appearance day of Gangamata Goswamini, the great pure devotee, spiritual master in our line of disciplic succession.
I dan pojave velike osobe Gangamata Goswamini koja je bila duhovni učitelj u našem nasljeđu.
So first we'll speak about the appearance of the Ganges River.
Prvo ćemo govoriti o pojavi rijeke Gange.
So as I mentioned before, in India it's a 10-day festival that they have, culminating in the day before Bhima Minir Jala Kadashi.
Kao što sam već spomenuo, u Indiji se to slavi 10 dana i završava na dan prije Bhima Minir Jala Kadashi.
And the Ganges is so auspicious that even if you die very far away from the Ganges and they take your bones or your ashes and pour Ganges water on it, you go to heaven.
I Ganga je toliko povoljna da čak ako umreš negdje udaljeno od rijeke Gange, ali onda na tvoje pepel ili na tvoje kosti posipaju samo malo Gange, ideš u raj.
Even if you're the most sinful of all sinners,
čak i ako
si najgrešniji, if you put Ganges water on your bones or ashes, then back to heaven. Not to heaven, not Godhead.
Heaven.
Yeah, heaven, not Godhead, yeah.
Znači, čak i ako si bio najveći griješnik od svih griješnika, ako posprskaju malo Gange na tvoje kosti ili pepel, ideš u raj. Ne nazad kući Bogu, ali u raj.
So I hope that some of the devotees here have some Ganga jal. The devotees here have Ganga jal here?
Ima li netko od bakta malo
Nobody
vode
has...
Gange? Ima li netko? Yeah? Yes.
Not here. Does anybody have Ganga jal here?
Da li ima netko baš sada ovdje?
Uh-oh. You have. So you can mix it with a lot of water.
Treba pomiješati sa puno vode.
And later on you sprinkle everybody with it today.
I onda poslije poprskaš svakoga.
So that everyone will get the benefit of bathing in the Ganges.
Tako da svako dobije dobrobit kupanje u rijeci Gangi.
So on this day there's 7 ways of worshiping the Ganges River.
Na ovaj dan postoji 7 načina kako možemo obožavati rijeku Gangu.
And we should observe as many of these ways as we can.
I trebamo pridržavati se što više tih mogućnosti.
One way is by chanting Ganga Devi Ki Jai.
Jedan način je da pjevamo Ganga Devi Ki Jai.
We can try that right now.
Možemo
Ganga Devi Ki Jai.
Ganga Devi Ki Jai.
Ganga Devi Ki Jai. The next way is by having darshan of Ganga Devi, and I think they're going to make a Ganga Devi over there a secret later on today.
Drugi način je da imamo darshan Ganga Devi i mislim da je tu još jedna tajna, ono, pojavit će se.
The next way is by touching the waters of Ganga Devi.
Treći način je da dodirnemo vode Ganga Devi.
Next way is worshiping and bathing in the waters of Ganga Devi.
Sljedeći je da je obožavamo i da se kupamo u vodama Ganga Devi.
Standing in the waters of Ganga Devi.
Sorry?
Standing in the water Ganga
Standing,
Devi.
Okay. Da stojimo u vodama Gange.
Or even taking clay from the Ganges River and carrying it with you. Does anyone have any clay from the Ganges River here?
Ček, možemo i nositi glinu iz rijeke Gange sa sobom. Ima li netko možda glinu iz rijeke Gange?
And there's a 7th way, which is very interesting, that Ganga Devi magically appears in different places, in the world. Like in the, does anyone know any places where Ganga Devi appears other than the Ganges River? Manasa Ganga, that's right.
Znači, još jedan način, 7. način da obožavamo Gangu. Ganga je specijalna zato što se pojavljuje čak i na drugim mjestima, a to je recimo, Šava Prabhu kaže, Manasa Ganga.
And also the Madhva Sarodhava, that's in Udupi, she appears.
Ona se također pojavljuje u Udupi, u Sarovar?
It's called the Madhva Sarovara.
Zove se Madhva Sarovar u Urupi.
And also in Jagannath Puri there's a place called the Sveta Ganga where she magically appears.
Također u Jagannath Puriju postoji mjesto koje se zove Sveta Ganga I tamo se pojavljuje.
Mm. So we're going to be speaking about that later in regard to the story of Gangamata Goswamini. So Gangadevi is also known as Patita Pavana.
Ganga je također
poznata
kao Patita Pavana, ali nešto ćemo govoriti o ovim mjestima dok budemo govorili o Gangamata Goswamini.
So now we'll tell the story of Gangadevi's appearance.
Sada ćemo ispričati priču o pojavi Gangadevi.
So once upon a time, many, many years ago, there were demons.
Prije mnogo, mnogo vremena bili su neki demoni.
And these demons, they had an interesting place to hide from the demigods, and that was in the ocean.
I ti demoni su imali zanimljivo mjesto za skrivanje od polubogova, to je bilo u oceanu.
Hmm. And so the demons would attack the demigods at night, and then they would go into the ocean and hide, and nobody could find them.
Demoni bi noću napali polubogove, a onda bi se kasnije sakrili u oceanu da ih niko ne može naći.
Hmm. So, what happened is that the demigods went to this great sage named Agastya Muni.
I onda su polubogovi otišli velikom mudracu koji se zvao Agastya Muni.
And Agastya Muni had very good digestion.
A taj Agastya Muni imao jako dobru probavu.
And they said to Agastya Muni, you should drink up all the ocean so we can attack the demons.
I onda su rekli Agastya Muni, mogu bi ti popit cijeli ocean tako da mi možemo napast demone.
Hmm. So Agastya Muni, he agreed, and then with his hand he sipped up all the oceans, and the oceans were dry.
I on je pristao i sa svoje ruke samo popio sve oceane i oceani su isušili.
And the demigods were able to kill or get rid of all the demons.
I onda su se polubogovi mogli osloboditi svih demona.
So at that time all the ocean beds were completely dry, and so there was no water to fill the ocean beds.
I onda u to vrijeme više nije bilo uopće vode da bi popunilo dno oceana.
So how the ocean beds became filled, that's the story of the Ganges.
I kako su u stvari ti oceani koji su bili sušeni ponovo napunjeni, to je priča o rijeci Gangi.
So once upon a time, continuing with a different story, there was a king, Bahuka, and he was with his wife, many wives, and they were in the forest.
Bio je jednom jedan kralj, zvao se Bahuka, i bio je sa mnogo svojih žena u šumi.
And they were enjoying life, and King Bahuka died.
Uživali su u životu i odjednom je kralj Bahuka umro.
So his wife decided, I'm going to commit the sati rite because I want to die with my husband.
I onda njegova žena odlučila da će izvršiti sati, znači da će se spaliti u vatri jer želi umrti sa svojim mužem.
And the sage Orava saw that this lady, she was pregnant. You cannot commit sati while you're pregnant with a child, it's not proper.
I onda mudrac Urava je shvatio da je ono u drugom stanju i da ne može izvršiti sati dok je u drugom stanju.
So she decided to have the child, but there were so many other wives of this king, and they were envious of her.
I onda ona odlučila da će roditi dijete, međutim ostale žene tog kralja bile su jako zavidne za nju, na nju.
So they gave this queen poison.
I onda su dale toj kraljici otrov.
To try to kill her and kill the baby.
I onda su je pokušali ubiti kako bi ubili dijete.
But because of the sage's blessing, she was still able to have the child, and so her child's name was Sagara. That means Sagara means he who is born with poison.
I onda zbog blagoslova tog mudraca dijete se ipak uspjelo roditi i dobilo ime Sagara. Sa znači sa, agara znači otrov.
And so this Sagara became a great king. And he had two wives, and their names were Keshini and Sumati.
I onda se taj Sagara postao veliki kralj i imao je dvije žene, Keša i Sumati.
And they both worshiped Lord Shiva for sons.
I onda su oba obožavali gospodina Shivu.
So Sumati gave birth to a big lump of flesh instead of children.
I onda ta Sumati rodila ogromnu hrpu mesa umjesto djece.
And she was told to divide the flesh into 60,000 different pieces.
I onda je,
put them in pots of ghee.
I onda su joj rekli da na 60,000 različitih dijelića treba razdijeliti to meso i staviti u posude za ghee.
And so 60,000 sons were born from each of these pots of ghee.
I na taj način je rođeno 60,000 sinova iz svake te posudice ghee-a.
But these 60,000 sons, they were actually very offensive rascals.
Ali tih 60,000 sinova stvari su bilo vrlo uvredljivi nitkovi.
They were evil and they used to fly in the sky and they had demoniac moods and attitudes.
Bili su zli, letili bi nebom, imali su demonske raspoloženje i stav.
And so what happened is that one time, this king Sagara, who was the father of all these sons, he was performing an Ashvamedha sacrifice.
I jednog dana taj kralj Sagara, koji je bio otac svih tih sinova, izvodio Ashvamedha jagju.
So in the Ashvamedha sacrifice, first before you perform it, you have the horse wander all around. It's called a challenge horse. And nobody is supposed to stop the horse or take the horse away because the king has to be seen as the most prominent or powerful king.
I kada se vrši to žrtvovanje, onda u stvari puste jednog konja. I taj konj ima, njegova svrha je ta da on hoda nesmetano okolo kraljevstva i nikoga ne smiju uznemiravati ili ga zaustaviti ili ga oteti, jer to znači u stvari da je kralj glavni na neki način.
But Indra did not want him performing this sacrifice because Indra sometimes gets angry when people perform sacrifices or do austerities.
I Indra nije baš htio da on izvrši to žrtvovanje, jer Indra postane nekad ljut kad drugi vrše žrtvovanja.
Just like with the great sage Visvamrita. He was performing austerities and who did Indra send? Menaka.
Baš kao što je Višvamitra vršio strogost i onda Indra poslao Menaku.
And as a result, who was born?
I tko je rođen kao rezultat?
What? Shakuntala.
Shakuntala je rođena.
And then later on he sent another demigoddess. Who was
još jednu polubožicu. Ko je to?
He sent Ramba.
Rambu.
Another beautiful lady.
Još jednu predivnu ženu.
So those of you who are brahmacharis, be careful.
Oni koji su brahmačari treba biti oprezni.
Because Indra might send someone. He gets upset with
him. Indra može nekog poslati.
So if you see Ramba or Menaka appear before you, just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna
ako vidite Krishna, da se Ramba ili Menaka pojave pred vama, samo pjevajte Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Anyway, so Indra got very envious. He stole this horse and he put it right in Kapila Dev's, Lord Kapila Dev's ashram.
I onda Indra zbog zavisti ukrao tog konja i stavio ga u ashram gospodina Kapila Deva.
So this king Sagara, he said to his 60,000 sons, find the horse, we got to perform the sacrifice.
I onda je taj kralj Sagara rekao svojim 60,000 sinova, nađite konja, moramo izvršiti žrtvovanje.
So the sons, they started searching all over the world, all over the planets. Finally they dug out through the ocean bed, went all the way down to what we call the nether worlds, the lower regions of the universe.
I onda su cijelu planetu i sve univerzume su pretražili, čak su išli kroz ocean dolje u niže planetarne sustave.
And then they saw the horse there that was put there by Indra in the ashram of Kapila, Lord Kapila Dev.
I onda su tamo vidjeli konja kojeg je Indra stavio u ashram gospodina Kapila Deva.
And they thought, this person has stolen our horse. And they felt very angry towards Lord Kapila Dev.
I onda su oni mislili, ova osoba je ukrala našeg konja i onda su bili jako ljuti na gospodina Kapila Deva.
And because of the anger that they had towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Kapila Dev, the anger they had towards a great personality, that anger manifested internally and they turned to ashes immediately.
I s obzirom da su imali ljutnju prema svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, ta se ljutnja manifestirala unutra i oni su jednostavno spaljeni u pepel.
And so they instantly cremated.
I odmah su istog trenutka bili kremirani.
So then when they didn't return, their father Sagara got a little worried. You know, what happened with my children, 60,000 sons?
I onda, kad se nisu vratili,
I'm missing them.
Kralj Sagara se malo ono uznemirio, jer kao gdje su njegovi 60,000 sinova, malo me nedostaju.
And he thought, who am I going to send? I have another son by my other wife, Keshini, and his name is Asamanjasa, but he's a nonsense too.
Ali kog da onda pošaljem po njih, imam još jednog sina sa svojom drugom ženom, Kešari, ali kako sam za Asamanjasa, ali on je malo bez veze.
Actually, he wasn't a nonsense, but he just made believe that he was cruel so his father would engage him in business.
On u stvari nije bio bez veze, ali nije se htio manifestirati onako kakav je, tako da ga njegov otac ne bi uključio u njegove poslove.
Just like we know the story of Jatabharata. Jatabharta acted like he was dumb so that his father would not actually put him into business or have him do anything that would entangle him in the material world.
Znamo priču o Jatabharati, koji se u stvari pravio isto da je malo tup, sad kako ga njegov otac ne bi uključio u svjetovne aktivnosti.
So this Asamanjasa, he acted very cruel. He was a great mystic yogi also. So he killed all of his friends.
Taj Asamanjasa, on je djelovao jako okrutno. On je u stvari bio mistični jogi i on pobio je sve prijatelje.
And his father said, this is a useless kid. He can't do anything. And then he said, well, watch. And he brought all of his friends back to life immediately.
Yeah.
And they said, bye, bye, father. I'm going taking sannyas.
I onda on bi ubio te svoje prijatelje, onda je otac rekao, gledaj, ovaj je stvarno beskristan, i onda bi istog trenutka on ih vratio u život, i onda bi on rekao, bye, bye, oče, odoh ja, uzimam sannyas.
So this Asamanjasa, though, before he took sannyas, he had one son.
I prije nego što je uzeo sannyas, dobio jednog sina.
And his son's name was Amsuman, and he was a very good boy.
I njegov sin, ime njegovog sina bilo je Amsuman, i bio je vrlo dobar.
So this Amsuman looked all over for the horse, looked all over for his other brothers, and finally came to Lord Kapiladeva's ashram, and he saw the ashes and bones of all of his brothers along with Lord Kapiladeva, and the horse was there also.
I onda je taj Amsuman tražio svude svoju braću i konačno ih je našao u ašramu gospodina Kapiladeva, tamo je bio gospodin Kapiladev i konj i tu je bio pepel i kosti njegovih braća.
So this Amsuman, he understood that Lord Kapiladeva was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he prayed to Lord Kapiladeva. He said, my dear Lord Kapiladeva, what should I do? What should I do for my uncles like this who have died? 60,000 uncles. Hare Krishna. Just a bumblebee looking for nectar. Right around his bumblebee, you know.
I taj Amsuman je shvatio da je gospodin Kapiladeva svešnja božanska osoba i onda se molio njemu i rekao je što da učinim sada ono.
So Lord Kapiladeva said you can take the horse back, but what you can do for your uncles is 60,000 really nasty uncles who died because they were offensive. You have to bring the Ganges to water their bones and that way they'll go to heaven.
I onda rekao dobit ćeš, gospodin Kapiladeva je rekao dobit ćeš svog konja, ali što se tiče ovih tvojih stričeva koji nisu baš bili dobri, da bi ih spasio moraš donijeti vodu rijeke Gange.
So Amsuman began to perform austerities in order to bring the Ganges to come down to the earth planet.
I onda je Amsuman počeo vršiti strogosti kako bi došla Ganga na planetu Zemlju.
Now one point about austerities I wanted to mention is that when a genuine sage like Amsuman performs austerities, it's not that they are suffering.
I ono što je jako važno vezano za strogosti, kada izvorni, odnosno pravi mudraci kao što je Amsuman vrše strogosti, onda to nije patnja neka.
Because when a great personality performs austerities, he does it with a higher purpose. He's thinking of the purpose. He's not thinking of the suffering or the bodily austerities or the difficulty. He's simply thinking of achieving a particular purpose, a.k.a. Kuru Nandana.
I ono što u stvari takav mudrac radi, stalno je usmjeren na tu viši cilj i uopće ga nije bitno za strogost ili patnju i zato je a.k.a. Kuru Nandana.
As soon as someone starts thinking, oh, it's too austere to wake up early in the morning, it's too austere to chant 16 rounds, it's too austere to eat food cooked by devotees, then your whole Krishna conscious path just becomes spoiled.
Yeah, čim netko pomisli, o, to je tako velika strogost dizati se rano ujutro, ili tako velika strogost mandrati 16 krugova, ili tako velika strogost jesti hranu koju su kuhali bakte, onda je uništen njegov duhovni život.
Or even as soon as you start thinking negatively, oh, I gotta give up this, give up that. Like Prabhupada said, we have so many donuts in our Krishna consciousness. Yo, do nots.
Čim osoba počne razmišljati na način moram od ovoga odustati, od onoga ustati, to isto nije dobro. Prabhupada je rekao da imamo toliko donaca kao do not, onoga što ne bi trebalo učiniti.
So we think positively about our goal, then all the austerity is automatically. They're not austere anymore. It's automatic. You know, giving up sleeping, giving up eating. Don't even notice I give up sleeping or eating.
I kada smo tako pozitivno usmjereni na naš cilj, onda to strogosti u stvari nisu neke strogosti, kao moraš napustiti spavanje ili jedenje.
So getting back to Amsuman, he was performing austerities, but Ganges did not come down at that time. He wasn't successful. So he had a son. His son's name was Dilip. And Dilipa did similar austerities to bring the Ganges down.
I da se vratimo na Amsumana, on je radio strogosti, međutim njegove strogosti nisu bile uspješne, ali zato dobio sina Dilipa, koji je isto radio strogosti.
And he wasn't successful either.
Ni on nije bio uspješan.
And you may say, didn't he become depressed or discouraged after not being successful his whole life performing austerities?
I onda bi mogli pitati, šta nije on bio malo uznemiren ili u depresiji nakon cijelog života strogosti i nije bio uspješan?
No, because he got Krishna's mercy. He's, as Krishna tells us in the Gita, we shouldn't try to enjoy the fruits. The fruits enjoy belong to Krishna. We have a right to our service, and the real fruits, a pure devotional service, purity of heart, that we can enjoy, not the external fruits.
I u stvari, ne, on nije bio uznemiren. I ono što kaže Krishna u Bhagavad Giti, da ne trebamo uživati u plodovima, nego da su plavi plodovi u stvari čistoća srca, ono koje se nalazi iznutra.
So, this Dilipa had a son. His son's name was Bhagirath. And Bhagirath also began to perform austerity for 1,000 celestial years.
I onda je taj Dilipa imao sina koji se zvao Bhagirath, a on je vršio strogosti 1,000 božanskih godina.
So as he was performing austerities for 1,000 celestial years, Gangadevi finally appeared before him along with Lord Brahma.
I onda nakon svih tih mogućih strogosti pojavila se Gangadevi konačno zajedno sa gospodinom Brahmom.
And she said, "All right, I'm very pleased with your austerities. What do you want? Just ask for a benediction." And he said, "I want you to come down not only to the earth planet but to the nether worlds, where my uncles, you know, grand uncles are, so they can become purified."
I onda on rekao, želim da dođeš na planetu Zemlju, i ne samo na planetu Zemlju, nego i na niže planetarne sustave gdje su moji pra stričevi, tako da i oni dobiju pročišćenje.
And Gangadevi, she said, "I have some objections to this particular request."
I onda Gangadevi rekla, imam neke primjedbe na taj zahtjev.
"First of all, I am so forceful that I will pierce through the earth planet and go down to the hellish regions and just like pierce through all the planets." And so anyway, so translate.
I onda je Ganga rekla, gle, ja imam toliko sam snažna kad si lazim, da jednostavno probušit ću planetu Zemlju, onda ću otići na paklene planete i...
And then, she said, "My other objection is all those fools and rascals will come and bathe in me. And when someone bathes in a river, they dump off all their karma."
I onda je imala drugu primjedbu, rekla, svi ti budale i nitkovi će se onda kupati u mojim rijekama i onda šta naprave? Onda jednostavno ostaju su svoju karmu.
It's just like, you know, the sannyasi, you know, like people like to touch the feet of a sannyasi sometimes, at least in India, and it's just like, dump off all their karma on you when they touch your feet.
I znate da recimo u Indiji, barem to običaj, da ljudi vole dodirivati stopala sannyasija i šta oni u stvari čine, jednostavno ostaju su svoju karmu.
So before you get sick from their karma, if you happen to have someone touch your feet, touch their head, it goes back to them.
I prije nego što postanete bolesti od svete njihove karme, onda jednostavno dodirnite njihovu glavu i onda se ta karma vraća.
So sannyasis have to develop the reflex. When, as soon as they have a feeling in their feet, the hand should immediately go out. Like that.
I onda su sannyasi razvili refleks, čim osjetio da neko dodiruje stopalo, odmah ide refleks i dira glavu, tako da se vrati karma.
Because it's a fact that, you know, someone touches your feet, even if you eat food cooked by someone who has impure consciousness, you get their consciousness. It's all, what is that, karanam gunasangasya, sadasa janma janmashu, that when you come in contact with someone in the modes of nature, or anything in the modes of nature, you get those same modes covering you.
I tako je također i sa kuhanjem, ako častimo hranu koju je kuhao neko koji nije imao baš čistu svjesnost, onda poprimimo tu svjesnost, kako je rečeno karana guna sangasya, što znači da u skladu sa gunama s kojim dođemo u doticaj njih pokupimo.
So if we want to keep our consciousness pure, we have to be pure. in our association, in our eating, in our sleeping, in our hearing, all these different processes by which we come in contact with other people or other things in this world.
I ako hoćemo biti čisti, onda moramo biti čisti u svim tim aktivnostima, u jedenju, u druženju, u spavanju, u svim drugim aktivnostima.
So, Gangadevi was making these objections, but Bhagirath, he had a way to counter these objections.
On, znači, Gangadevi imala te dvije primjedbe, ali on je imao način kako da zaobiđe te primjedbe.
He said, as far as you're being too forceful and piercing through all the planets, I will arrange for Lord Shiva to catch you in his head, or on his head, and that way it'll break the force of your fall.
I on je rekao, što se tiče toga da ćeš probušiti sve planete, ja ću aranžirati to da te gospodin Shiva primi na svoju glavu i onda u stvari ta snaga s kojom ti dolaziš će biti smanjena i onda će biti sve u redu.
And as far as your objection about rascals bathing you, dumping off all your karma, and of course in India they also wash their clothes and everything in you, I'm going to arrange for the great personalities, or the great personalities will bathe in you and purify you.
I onda što, rekao što se tiče ove primjedbe da će budale i nitke ostavljati svoju karmu unutra i kao što znate u Indiji ljudi peru i robu unutra i sve. Ja ću aranžirati da sveci i mudraci kada se kupaju u tebi da to pročiste.
Because wherever a great personality resides or visits or speaks or executes devotional service, that place becomes a holy place.
Jer gdje god se velika osoba pojavi i onda boravi onda govori, prebiva, u stvari pročišćava to mjesto i to postaje sveto mjesto.
In fact, it's even stated that one moment's association, one instance association, svardunya podu sevaya, with a pure devotee is more valuable than repeated bathings in the Ganges River.
I čak je rečeno da samo jedan trenutak druženja sa svetom osobom je snažniji nego uzastopno kupanje u rijeci Gangi.
Of course, there's that famous verse, sarusanga, sarusanga, sarvasashtrakoi, lavamatra, sarusanga, sarvasiddhi hoi. 1/11 of a second association with a pure devotee will give all perfection.
Također postoje onaj poznati stih sarusanga koji kaže da 1/11 sekunde može dati sve savršenstvo u životu, druženje sa svetom osobom.
So Gangadevi said, yes, I agree because I will get the association of the great pure devotees.
I onda Ganga rekla, ok, slažem se budući da ću dobiti društvo svih tih čistih i velikih bhakta.
So, Bhagirath at that point, to arrange for Lord Shiva's help, began to perform more austerities to get Lord Shiva to agree to catch the Ganges in his head. All right, he said.
I onda je Bhagirath molio gospodina Shiva da radi još strogosti kako bi mogao primiti majku Gangu na glavu.
So Lord Shiva finally agreed, and Gangadevi started to come down and landed on the head of Lord Shiva.
I onda je pristao gospodin Shiva konačno i majka Ganga je došla na glavu gospodina Shiva.
But she was very proud.
Ali ona je bila jako ponosna.
She was thinking, I am Gangadevi.
Ona je mislila, ja sam Gangadevi.
Of course, Gangadevi does come from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God, so she has a right to be proud.
Naravno da može biti ponosna zato što dolazi sa stopala gospodina Višnu.
The original color of Gangadevi, does anyone know the original color of
Gangadevi? Zna li netko originalnu boju Gangadevi?
No. Reddish.
Yeah.
Reddish. Why is she reddish?
Crvenkasta je, zašto?
Yes, from the powder, from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ganga je crvenkasta zbog praha sa lotusovih stopala gospodina Višnu.
Because that involves the story of Bali Maharaj and Vamanadev kicking a hole in the shell of the universe.
To uključuje onu priču o Bali Maharaju i Vamanadevu koji je probio omotač univerzuma.
So Gangadevi was very proud, so Lord Shiva said, I'll just keep her in my hair and let her become a little humble now.
I onda ona, s obzirom da je Gangadevi bila malo ponosna, onda je Shiva rekao, malo ću ju zadržati u kosi, neću da ide dalje, tako da se malo ono ponizi.
Only Lord Shiva can do that because he is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dealing with this material world, so he has the ability to keep Gangadevi in check.
Samo to Shiva mogao napraviti, ali ona je ekspanzija svevišnje božanske osobe koja je, u stvari ima kontakt sa ovim materijalnim svijetom i onda je on mogao to učiniti.
And Lord Shiva is also married to Gangadevi's sister.
A on je također u braku sa sestrom od Gangadevi.
Who's Gangadevi's sister?
Ko je sestra od Gangadevi?
Anyone know? No. Parvati.
Parvati.
And Parvati and Ganga Devi, the personality of Ganga Devi actually appears in the Himalayas. Both of them are both of them appear from the Himalayas.
I Parvati i Ganga Devi, osobnost Ganga Devi se pojavljuju u Himalajima.
Actually, the word Parvati means the lady of the mountains.
Aha.
Or the lady of the hills, people say.
Reč Parvati znači u stvari gospođa od planina.
Just like the word Parvat means hills or mountains. Everybody understands that?
Kao što reč Parvat znači planine ili brda.
So you add the I at the end and then it's the lady of the mountains.
I ako dodate I na kraju, onda je to gospođa od planina.
So anyway, so Lord Shiva was not letting Ganga Devi go, and then Bagira started praying again to Lord Shiva, please let her go. My great, great, great uncles have to be liberated. And so Lord Shiva agreed to let Ganga Devi go from his matted locks.
I onda gospodin Shiva nije htio pustiti Gangu iz svoje kose. I onda se Bagirat molio gospodinu Shivi, rekao, molim te pusti ju, jer moji pra stričevi onda neće dobiti milost. I konačno je gospodin Shiva pristao.
So, what happened is that seven streams issued forth, and Bagirath was leading these seven streams with his horse and chariot.
I onda što se dogodilo, sedam potoka je u stvari krenulo i onda je Bagirat sa svojim konjima i kočijom vodio tih sedam potoka.
Hmm. Now before this is interesting, just going before this, the Ganges, how the Ganges came down originally to the heavenly regions, and the heavenly regions is called the Mandakini Ganges.
I malo prije toga jedan događaj kako se Ganga pojavila u rajskim predjelima, ti rajski predjeli tamo se Ganga zove Mandakini Ganga.
Hmm. That goes first of all to Dhruvaloka, and the seven sages carry the Ganges water on their heads to Dhruvaloka.
Prvo dolazi na Dhruvaloku i sedam mudraca nosi Gangu na svojim glavama.
Then after that, celestial airplanes carry the Ganges to Chandraloka.
Nakon toga, božanski avioni nose Gangu do Chandraloke.
And then the Ganges previously went to Brahma's abode atop Mount Meru.
I onda ide do planine Meru, do Brahme.
Hmm. Okay. So then, anyway, so the Ganges was coming down to the earth planet, and this Bagirath, he was leading the Ganges, and the Ganges came past the hermitage of this great sage named Janu.
I tako je Bagirat vodio Gangu niz Himalaju i onda su prošli kraj jedne kolibe velikog mudraca koji se zvao Janu.
And Janu got very upset because he didn't want his whole ashram to be flooded at that point.
I onda se Janu jako uznemirio jer nije htio da cijeli njegov ashram postane preplavljen.
So he said, what is this river coming, disturbing my meditation?
I onda se pitao, kakva je to rijeka koja dolazi i uznemirava moju meditaciju?
So he sipped the whole river, drank the Ganges at that point.
I onda je on jednostavno popio Gangu u tom trenutku.
And so Bagirath became frustrated again.
I onda je Bagirat ponovo postao frustriran.
This is a story of determination. A thousand years, gets trapped in Lord Shiva's hair, gets trapped by the sage Janu, and still he doesn't get discouraged.
I to je u stvari priča o odlučnosti. Prvo je morao 1000 godina meditirati, onda je zaglavila u kosi Šive i sad opet ovaj mudrac.
And so then he began to pray to this great Rishi, Janu.
I onda se on počeo moliti tom velikom Rishi u Janu.
And Janu let the Ganges out from his ear.
I onda je Janu pustio Gangu kroz uho.
And so the Ganges began to flow all the way down to the ocean and to actually went down to where the great great grand uncles of this Bhagirath were.
I tako je Ganga došla, plovila do oceana i u konačnici je otišla i do njegovih pra stričeva.
And this Ganges river filled up all the ocean beds that were previously dried up by who? I'm asking my question. Yes, question. Yes.
Pitanje je znači ko je isušio onda one oceane koje je sad napunila Ganga?
Who did I say? Which Muni dried up all the ocean?
Koji Muni je isušio?
Agastya. He dragged up all the ocean. And What happened is that previously demigods wanted him to just let it out again, but he burped. He had digested the ocean. Good digestion, isn't it?
S obzirom da gaste, on ima dobru probavu. On kad je popio te oceane, pol Bogu istili da ih vrati, međutim on je samo popio, ali ima jako dobru probavu.
So, anyway, so to this day, those who are serious about spiritual life, they live on the bank of the Ganges, they remember the Ganges, they drink Ganges water, and there's four principal places of bathing in the Ganges.
I do današnjeg dana svi oni koji su ozbiljni u duhovnom životu piju rijeku Gangu, žive pored rijeke Gange i ima četiri posebna mjesta.
There's Gangotri, which is near the source.
To je Gangotri koji je jako blizu izvora, znači Nanda Maharaj je bio ondje.
It's Haridwar, where the Ganges just begins to come down to the plains.
I Haridwar, gdje u stvari Ganga počinje dolaziti u dolinu.
There's Allahabad, which is where the Triveni is, Prayag, Allahabad, where the three sacred rivers meet. What are the three sacred rivers?
I onda imamo Allahabad, gdje se sreću tri svete rijeke.
Saraswati, Ganga, and what? Yamuna.
Znači tri rijeke, Saraswati, Ganga i Yamuna.
And who knows the fourth place?
I koje je četvrto mjesto?
What? Yeah, Sagar, that's right.
Ganga Sagar.
That's where the Ganges, there's an island there. It's actually an island where the Ganges actually enters into the ocean.
I četvrto mjesto je Ganga Sagar, to je stvari otok gdje Ganga ulazi u ocean.
And so devotees go to these four different places and regularly take baths, and also surrounding Archidam Mayapur, the Ganges, Mother Ganges is there too.
I bhakte onda redovno ide na ta četiri mjesta i kupaju se ondje i zanimljivo da je kroz Mayapura isto prolazi rijeka Ganga.
And there's been scientific analyses of the Ganges River, and it's seen that the Ganges River purifies, even scientifically, according to the modern scientists, you know, tests and everything like that.
I znanstvenici su radili istraživanja i zaključili su da je Ganga pročišćavajuća čak i sa njihovog stajališta.
And it's called a bacteriophage, which means it actually purifies and gets rid of all bacteria, viruses and everything like that. And Prabhupada said if you regularly bathe in the Ganges, you will be spiritually healthy and materially healthy.
I u stvari to se zove nešto kao bakteriofag, gdje u stvari ona pročišćava samu sebe. I Šila Prabhupada je rekao da ako se kupamo u rijeci Gangi, da ćemo onda biti i duhovno čisti i da ćemo biti zdravi.
I'll tell you an interesting story that proves this point. Once upon a time, one of our god brothers had arrived in Mayapur for the Gorpanima festival.
I ispričat ću vam jednu priču koja je istinita. Jedan od naša braća po Bogu pojavio se u Mayapuru za Gorpurnim festival.
And another devotee had brought some cakes that his wife had cooked in the Western world to Mayapur, you know, to serve all the Vaishnavas.
Jedan drugi bakta je donio kolač koji je njegova supruga napravila da bi poslužili svim Vaishnavama u Mayapuru.
So this devotee naturally took the carob cake, ate it, and because it was old, he got sick and fell on the ground.
I onda je taj bakta uzeo taj kolač od keruba i s obzirom da je taj kolač došao sa zapada, bio je star, onda se razbolio i pao na zemlju.
So Prabhupada said, just take some tulsi leaves, offer tulsi leaves, and Ganges water, let him drink it, and he will get better.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada rekao samo, dajte mu nešto ponuđenih tulasi listića, vodu rijeke Gange i bit će mu bolje.
And immediately, within 5 minutes, he was better, jumping up and down, chanting Nitai Gaur, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, like this.
I odmah, sa 5 minuta, njemu je bilo bolje, skako je gore, dolje, Nitai Gaur, Hare Ram.
So we should have faith in these different things. And even the purity of the Ganges is attested to by scientists.
Yeah. Trebamo imati vjeru u te stvari, a također čistoća Gange je provjerena i kod znanstvenika.
So, now, because time is short, we're going to tell the story of these two great personalities, Gangamata Goswamini and Baladev Vidyabhushana.
I sada, s obzirom da imamo kratko vremena, još ćemo ispričati ove dvije priče o Gangamati Goswamini i Baladev Vidyabhushani.
Gangamata Goswamini is a very, very special personality and acharya in our Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Gangamata Goswamini je vrlo, vrlo specijalna osoba i acharya u našoj Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Originally her name was Sachi and she was born to one of the kings in Bengal.
Njeno izvorno ime bilo je Sachi i rodila se u obitelji jednog kralja u Bengalu.
She was absorbed in studying shastras and the Vedic literatures.
I ona bila apsorbirana u proučavanje svetih spisa i vedske literature.
But her parents, they always were thinking of how to find her a nice husband.
A njeni roditelji su uvijek razmišljali kako da je nađu finog muža.
Because they were thinking this is the only way our daughter can be protected, but
jer su razmišljali, naša čerka jedino tako može biti zaštićena.
But she said to them, I do not want any of the men of this world.
I onda ona rekla, ja ne želim ni jednog čovjeka od ovog svijeta.
I don't care how rich or handsome they are.
Baš me brige koliko su bogati ili lijepi.
I am in love with Madan Gopal.
Ja sam zaljubljena u Madan Gopala.
This is how you become renounced. You have to be in love with Madan Gopal.
Tako postajete odvojeni kad ste zaljubljeni u Madan Gopala.
What does Madan mean?
Madan. Što znači Madan?
Attractive. Cupid.
Znači privlačan, Cupid.
Cupid generally is attacking all of us.
Cupid generalno napada sve nas.
He's a real person. He's called Ananga because he got burnt to ashes by Lord Shiva one time. That means he has no gross body.
On je u stvari osoba, zove se Ananga, što znači da on je bez udova zato što ga jednom Shiva spalio u pepel.
It would be better if he had a gross body because we could see him walk in the door.
Bilo bi bolje da ima grubo tijelo, onda bi ga mogli vidjeti kad dolazi.
But by the mercy of Lord Shiva, he just has subtle body and you know you can't tell when he's here.
I milošću gospodine Shiva, on ima suptilno tijelo i onda ne možemo reći kad je ovdje.
And he is expert bowman, archer.
I on je ekspertni streličar.
And he has five arrows.
I ima pet strijela.
What are the five arrows?
Koje su pet strijela?
Anyone know? What? Flowers? No. The objects of the senses.
Objekti osjetila.
Form, taste, smell.
Oblik, okus, dodir, miris.
Just like we like to touch something nice.
Volimo dodirivati nešto fino.
Smell something nice, see something beautiful.
Mirisati nešto fino, vidjeti nešto lijepo.
So he fires his arrows at you, especially springtime.
I onda on puca svoje strelice, specijalno u proljeće.
I guess this is interesting thing to say on a marriage day or something.
Može anyway. To zanimljivo reći danas kad je dan vjenčanja.
So, she was not interested because she was interested in Madan Mohan.
I ona nije bila zainteresirana, jer je bila zainteresirana za Madan Mohana.
He who attracts Cupid.
A Madan Mohan je onaj koji privlači Kupida.
So if you're attracted in Krishna, like the, what do the acharyas say? Rupa Goswami says, if you at all desire to enjoy society, friendship and love, don't go to see Krishna standing on the bank of the Keshi God playing his flute.
I što kaže Rupa Goswami, ako želiš uživati u ovom materijalnom svijetu, onda nemoj ići na Keshi God gdje vidiš kako Krishna svira svoju flautu.
So if you want to enjoy these things in the world, please don't look at the deities.
Ako želite uživati u stvarima ovog svijeta, molim vas, nemojte gledati u božanstva.
Because you will see someone much more beautiful.
Jel ćete vidjeti nekog mnogo, mnogo ljepšeg.
Like that disciple of Ramanujacharya, Danurdas.
Kao učenik od Ramanujacharya, Danurdas.
He was enraptured with the beautiful eyes of his girlfriend.
On je bio zaljubljen u predivne oči svoje djevojke.
But when he was shown the beautiful eyes of the deity, Varada Dharaja, he just fell in love with the deity.
Ali kad je vidio predivne oči božanstva Varadraja, onda je jednostavno se zaljubio u božanstvo.
So Sachi was like that. She said, I will not marry any of the people of this world with body of flesh and blood. I'm in love with Madan Gopal.
I onda je Sachi rekla, ja nisam zainteresirana za ove ljude ovoga svijeta, ja sam zaljubila u Madan Gopala.
So finally, after her parents tried again and again and again and again to get married, they got old and they died. And she wasn't married.
I konačno njeni roditelji su se trudili da nekako udaju i trudili su se i na kraju su umrli, nisu uspjeli.
They gave up.
Odustali su.
Yeah. So then she had to become the queen. So she was in charge of the whole kingdom. And she was thinking, this is too much. I just want to serve Madan Gopal.
I onda je ona postala u stvari kraljica i trebala se brinuti za cijelo kraljevstvo. I onda je rekao, pa to je previše, ja samo želim služiti Madan Gopala.
So she told some of her assistants and whatever people in the kingdom, she said, please take care of the kingdom for a while. I'm going on some pilgrimage. I'll be back. Don't worry.
I onda nekim svojim pomoćnicima i ljudima koji su se mogli brinuti za kraljevstvo rekla, pobrinite se malo za kraljevstvo, idem na jednom hodočašću, vratit ću se, ne brinite.
So she went to Jagannath Puri because she was from Bengal.
Onda je otišla u Jagannath Puri jer ona je bila iz Bengala.
And she was looking all over for a bona fide spiritual master, but she didn't find one in Jagannath Puri.
I onda je posvuda tražila vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, ali nije našla ni jednog u Jagannath Puriju.
Finally, Lord Jagannath appeared to her, and he said, "You will find your guru in Vrindavan, so go to Vrindavan."
I onda se konačno razotkrio gospodin Jagannath i rekao je, "Idi u Vrindavan, u Vrindavanu ćeš naći svog guru."
So, there she found her spiritual master, Haridas Pandit.
I tamo je pronašla svog duhovnog učitelja Haridas Pandita.
And she fell at his feet and begged, "Please give me your mercy. Please give me the Radha Krishna mantra."
I onda ona pala do njegovih lotosovih stopala i rekla, "Daj mi tvoju milost, daj mi Radha Krishna mantru."
So Haridas Pandit was a disciple of Anantacharya, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami.
I on je bio učenik Anantacharya, koji je bio učenik od Gadadhar Pandita.
So, but Haridas Pandit, he wanted to test her first. So it's described that the spiritual master tests the disciples sometimes before initiation, right?
Tako da je Haridas Pandit htio u stvari nju testirati. Rečeno je da u stvari duhovni učitelj testira učenika prije prihvaćanja.
He said to her, "Look, you're the daughter of a rich king. You're accustomed to soft beds and comfort. It's not possible for you to live in Vrindavan." Because remember, at that time, Vrindavan was much more austere than it is today.
I onda on rekao, "Gle, ti si kraljeva kći, ti si navikla na mekani krevet i sve moguće bogatstvo. A ovo Vrindavan, znate, u to vrijeme Vrindavan nije ni izgledao ovako kao što sad izgleda."
Nowadays, devotees go to Vrindavan, they have air conditioning in their room for the summer, right?
Sad dođu bakte u Vrindavan i onda imate klimu.
Hot and cold, running water, showers,
tekuća voda,
servants,
topla hladna, sluge.
It's much easier.
Mnogo je lakše.
But even today, when it gets to be summer in Vrindavan, everybody comes back to the west.
Čak i danas, kad dođe ljeto u Vrindavanu, svi pobjegnu na zapad.
So he tested his disciple, a prospective disciple.
I onda on testirao svoju moguću učenicu.
So she said, "No, I'm determined." Sometimes the spiritual master will give an instruction just to test you, test your determination. And you think, "No, I'm determined. I'm going to continue serving, even if he says go back home and live in the palace."
I onda je ona rekla, "Ne, ja sam odlučna." A ponekad duhovni učitelj testira učenika čak i ako ga testira na takav način da kaže, "Idi kući, vrati se u svoju palaču."
So when he saw his disciples' determination, he said, "All right, I want to see if you can wander throughout Braja, begging from place to place as a renounced devotee," and that's what she did.
I onda je rekao, "Ok, hoću vidjeti da li možeš ići kroz Vrađu i moliti i prositi kao odvojenik." I ona je to napravila.
So living practically in rags, giving up all opulence, she went around Vrindavan, worshipped the deities, saw the artis, and listened to Srimad Bhagavatam class.
I to je ona učinila, živjela je praktično u drojnicima, u krpama, hodila je Vrindavanom, gledala je arati, slušala Bhagavatam lekcije.
And because she did that, her spiritual master saw that she had passed the test and he agreed to give her initiation.
I s obzirom da je vidjela sve to i vidjela da je prošla test, onda je odlučio da će dati inicijaciju.
Actually, it's very important that one sees whether the prospective disciple is qualified in Krishna consciousness. One shouldn't be anxious to have too many disciples, but to have a few qualified disciples.
I osoba u stvari ne bi trebalo biti previše željna da ima veliki broj učenika, nego bi trebalo imati nekoliko kvalificiranih učenika.
So, her name was still Sachi at that time, but she was associated that time with another disciple of Haridas Pandit, whose name was Lakshmi Priya, and every day they would circumambulate Govardhan Hill.
U to vrijeme ona se još uvijek zvala Shachi, ali zajedno, družila se zajedno sa još jednom učenicom od Pandita, a to je bilo Lakshmi Priya. I onda su išli svaki dan oko brda Govardhan.
And she received the mercy of her spiritual master by getting initiation into the Radha Krishna mantra.
I onda je dobila milost duhovnog učitelja, dobila inicijaciju u Radha Krishna mantru.
So then she got the instruction from her spiritual master, you go back to Jagannath Puri and reside there. And this way you will achieve perfection and never leave Jagannath Puri.
I instrukcija njena je bila da ide u Jagannath Puri, da tamo prebiva i da nikad se više ne vrati, ne napusti Jagannath Puri.
So in Jagannath Puri she became famous as a Bhagavatam reciter and also lived and took care of the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
I tamo je ona bila jako poznata po tome što je govorila s Srimad Bhagavatama i bila je i pazila na kuću od Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
One day, the king of Jagannath Puri, whose name was Mukundadev, went to Sachi Devi's Bhagavatam class and became so enlivened.
I jednom je kralj Jagannath Purija, koji se zove Mukundadev, išao na lekciju Srimad Bhagavatama koju je držala Sachi Devi, bio je toliko ono, zapanjen je bio.
And Lord Jagannath ordered him after that time, give her a place by the Ganges. We described there is the white Ganges there, as called Sveta Ganges in Jagannath Puri. Give her a place like this.
I onda Jagannath se pojavio tom kralju i rekao je daj joj mjesto pored Sveta Gange, rekli smo da postoji ta bijela Ganga, i onda je rekao nek tamo prebiva.
And so he arranged for a special bathing ghat, which you go there today, you can find Sachi Devi's or Gangamata Goswamini's bathing ghat by the side of the white Ganges there.
I onda možemo vidjeti tamo ima taj ghat za kupanje i još uvijek postoji taj ghat gdje je bila Gangamata Goswamini.
So one time, one day it was time for the what's called the Mahavaruna Snani, where you're supposed to go to the Ganges and bathe. And Sachi Devi was thinking, I have to go to the Ganges, but my guru has told me never to leave Jagannath Puri, so what am I going to do?
I onda postoji jedan poseban dan kada se svi idu kupe na rijeku Gangu, ali onda je ona razmišljala, pa moj guru mi je rekao da nikad ne napustim Jagannath Puri, šta da sad činim?
So Lord Jagannath appeared to her in a dream and he told her, if you bathe in that day in the white Ganges, that is the same as bathing in the actual Ganges river.
I onda je Jagannath se pojavio u snu i rekao, ako se na taj dan okupaš u bijeloj Gangi, onda je to jednako kao da si se okupala u stvarnoj Gangi.
And as she bathed in the white Ganges that day, the white Ganges overflowed its banks and carried her, it was like a massive flood, carried her all the way to the Jagannath Mandir.
I šta se dogodilo dok se ona tako kupala u Svetoj Gangi, ona izašla, napustila svoje obale i kao poplava je nosila sve do Jagannath hrama.
All the residents of Jagannath Puri became amazed and they started to bathe in this white Ganges as it overflooded Jagannath Puri.
I svi stanovnici Jagannath Purina su bili zapanjeni i onda su se svi počeli kupati u toj rijeci.
And that white Ganges carried her right into the middle of the compound of the Jagannath temple. Even though it was the middle of the night and the doors were locked, she was there alone in the middle of the compound.
I onda je ta bijela Ganga u stvari nosila Ganga Mata Goswamini do tog unutarnjeg područja hrama, iako je bilo noć, ona je jedina bila tamo.
Hearing all this disturbance, the guards, they rushed to the gates of the Jagannath temple, opened the gates of the Jagannath temple, and they found this one little lady just standing there in the middle of the Jagannath compound alone.
I onda ti svi stražari kad su čuli da neko uznemirenje, onda su otvorili ona velike vrata i onda su došli unutra i vidjeli su da tamo stoji netko, jedna žena sama.
And they thought, she has gone into the temple somehow or other to steal the jewels from the deities. Let's arrest her and put her in jail immediately.
I onda su nekako razmišljali, ona je došla tu u Jagannath hram da bi ukrala dragulje, idemo ju uhapsiti i zatvoriti odmah.
So while she was in jail, she didn't mind. She was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Maran Gopal Ki Jai.
I dok je bila u zatvoru, njoj to uopće nije bilo bitno. Jednostavno je pjevala Hare Krishna, Madan Gopal Ki Jai.
But the king, Mukundadev, who we mentioned before, had a dream in which Lord Jagannath appeared to him and started to yell at him angrily.
Ali kralj Mukundadev, o kojem smo prije pričali, je imao san u kojem se pojavio gospodin Jagannath i onda je bio jako ljut i počeo vikati na njega ljutito.
He said, I personally wanted to arrange for bathing her holy lotus feet, so I brought her to my temple.
I kaže, ja sam osobno htio aranžirati kupanje njenih lotusovih stopala i ja sam htio da se ona kupa.
You better bow to her feet and have all the pandas and pandits and brahmanas and whatever, pujaris, beg for forgiveness.
I bolje padni pred njena lotusova stopala i sve pujarije, pande i pandite i sve ostale pujarije, ono, trebaju se moliti za oproštaj.
So, and also, you better take initiation from her.
I također bolje ti je da uzmeš inicijaciju od nje.
So the king immediately ran to the dungeon and let Sachidevi out. Everyone offered obeisances to Sachidevi and he begged her to accept him as disciple.
I kralj odmah otišao do tamnice, otvorili su vrata, svi su odali poštovanje i onda on nju molio da ga prihvati kao učenika.
So later on, very shortly thereafter, Sachidevi, that is Gangamata Goswami and Swamini, initiated the king in the 18-syllable Radha Krishna mantra, and many, many pujaris, pandas, and everybody else took initiation from her on that particular day.
Vrlo kratko nakon toga, taj kralj je dobio inicijaciju u mantru 18 slogova od Gangamata Goswamini i mnogi drugi su uzeli inicijaciju.
So that's the story of Gangamata Goswamini, and actually we've gone maybe a little bit too long, but I'll just tell briefly about Baladev Vidyabhushana, who's known as the Vedanta Acharya.
To je znači priča o Gangamata Goswamini, malo idemo predaleko, ali još ću ispričati od Baladeva Vidyabhushana, koji se u stvari zove Vedanta Acharya.
Baladev Vidyabhushana was originally raised in the Madhva Sampradaya, but then later on became initiated in Radha Krishna Mantra by Radha Damodar Dev Goswami.
On je u početku bio u Madhva Acharya Sampradaya, ali kasnije je dobio inicijaciju Radha Krishna Mantru od Radha Damodar Goswamija.
And took shelter at the lotus feet of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
I uzeo je utočište lotusovih stopala Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura.
And perhaps the most famous story about Baladev Vidyabhushana is that when the Ramanandis in Jayapur separated Radha and Govinda, who were residing in Jayapur, because they did not accept the Gaudiya conclusion, then they called for Baladev Vidyabhushana, they called for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to defend the Gaudiya conclusion.
I možda najpoznatija stvar o kojoj možemo govoriti je kad su Ramanandi u stvari razdvojili Radu i Govindu, jer nisu mogli prihvatiti Gaudiya Vedantu, onda su rekli Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakuru da brani u stvari Vedantu Gaudiya Sampradaya.
But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was too old at that time, so he sent Baladev Vidyabhushana.
Ali Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur je već u to vrijeme bio star i onda je poslao Baladev Vidyabhushanu.
And he defeated the pandits.
On je pobjedio pandite.
But then the pandits objected, you have no bona fide Gaudiya commentary on the Vedanta Sutra.
I onda su se oni bunili kao, vi nemate vjerodostojni komentar na Vedanta Sutru Gaudija.
So we don't accept you.
I zato to ne možemo prihvatiti.
So Baladev Vidyabhushana went before Govindadev and he prayed and Govindadev told him, I personally in your heart will dictate a commentary which you can write in very few days on the Vedanta Sutra.
I onda je Baladev Vidyabhushana otišao do Govindadeva i molio se i onda je rekao, ja ću se osobno, Govindadev je rekao, ja ću se osobno pojaviti u tvom srcu i diktirat ću ti i onda ćeš ti sutra moći napraviti komentar.
And within a few days this whole elaborate commentary called the Govinda Bhasha was finished by Baladev Vidyabhushana and all the pandits admitted their defeat, all the Ramanandi pandits admitted defeat. And they took shelter at the feet of Baladev Vidyabhushana and allowed Radha and Krishna to come back together.
I u roku od nekoliko dana Baladev Vidyabhushana je napisao taj opširni komentar i svi ti Ramanandi i ti panditi su bili poraženi i onda su jednostavno uzeli utočište Baladev Vidyabhushana i Radha i Krishna su ponovo bili zajedno.
And now, one final point is one may ask how come Radha and Krishna were separated?
Jedna konačna poanta je kako mogu biti razdvojeni Radha i Krishna?
Was it just because of the pandits?
Da li je to samo zbog pandita?
And it's explained by the acharyas that Radha and Krishna, they had an argument, that's why they separated for some time.
I acharya objašnjavaju da u stvari Radha i Krishna su se malo posvađali, zato su se razdvojili.
That's called mana, or anger.
To se zove mana, ili ljutnja.
Okay. And Baladev Vidyabhushana has written many, many commentaries, which his divine grace Srila Prabhupada used in his compilation of his Bhaktivedanta purports, Bhagavad Gita especially, and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Baladev Vidyabhushana je napisao mnogo stihova i A Šrila Prabhupada je koristio to u svojim komentarima specijalno na Bhagavad Gita i Šrimad Bhagavatam.
It was Baladeva Vibhushana who gave us the elaboration on the five topics of the Gita too.
I Baladeva Vibhushana je taj koji je dao elaborirao na pet tema Bhagavad Gita također.
And he wrote commentaries on Jiva Goswami, Sandarbhas and many other literatures.
I također napisao komentare na Jiva Goswami, Sandarbe i mnogu drugu literaturu.
So today is his day of disappearance.
I danas je dan njegovog odlaska.
Okay, so any questions or comments because we're running a little late?
Imali pitanja ili komentara, malo kasnimo.
Yes. The sage's feet, yeah. Yeah.
So now somebody may think, why take all the trouble of chanting Hare Krishna on that track and just touch the feet of somebody else, the sage, and take a dip in the Ganga, and then I don't have to take care about 10 offenses for the following day.
Translate.
Ideja je ovako, neko može razmišljati na način, čuli smo kako je Maharaj rekao da dovoljno da dotaknete stopala od uzvišene osobe, mudraca, i da onda u stvari budete riješeni od sve karme ili se jednostavno okupate u rijeci Gange i oslobodite se sve karme, onda neko može razmišljati pa koja korist od toga da mantram i da se mučim kad mogu jednostavno na ovaj način se riješiti sve karme.
There's several answers to that question. First of all, if you use the Ganga for material service or use the holy names for material service to get rid of your karma, you just commit sin, go back, commit sins, go back. That's an offense to the Ganga.
Znači, ima nekoliko odgovora na to pitanje. Jedan od odgovora je da ako napravimo pročišćenje u vezi rijeke Gange ili svetog imena i onda ponovno radimo grešne aktivnosti, onda opet pročišćenje grešne aktivnosti, to je u stvari uvreda prema rijeci Gange.
Secondly, it is not our primary interest just to get rid of the karma. That happens just by namabas chanting.
I drugo, nije u stvari da je naš glavni interes da se riješimo karme. To dolazi čak na nivou namabasa mantranja.
We are not interested in going to heaven.
Nas ne zanima da idemo u raj.
Heaven, shinai punya marcha lokam vishanti. The problem with heaven is when your good karma runs out, you're right back here.
Problem sa
back in Belgrade.
Problem sa rajem je u tome što kad vam istekne vaša dobra karma, onda ste ponovo nazad ovdje u Beogradu.
I'm you're in heaven enjoying there, seeing the dancing girls, wearing your flower garland, and then you notice your garland starts to fade, and that's a sign it's time's up, buddy.
I onda nalazite se na rajskim planetima, uživate tamo, imate svoj cvjetni vijenac i odjednom on počinje blijediti. To je znak, vrijeme je isteklo, drugar.
Then bloop, and then you're back here in some hellish city or somewhere and you got to start the whole thing over again.
I onda šta se dogodi, donosi ponovo ovdje u nekom paklenom gradu i sve iznova moraš početi.
What a waste of time.
Koje gubljenje vremena.
You can stay a little longer if you have children who perform pinda.
Možeš ostati malo duže ako imaš djecu koje vrše pindu.
Because they keep you there, they pay your bills in heaven for a little bit longer.
Jer oni to mogu održavati tamo na taj način što pindom plaćaju stvari, tvoje račune tamo.
It's temporary, it's full of anxiety, the demigods are worried always about the demons. It's just useless happiness there.
I to je privremeno i puno tjeskobe, jer ti polubogovi stalno se brinu oko demona i u stvari to sve beskorisno.
It's not 1/10 millionth compared to the ocean of devotional service that one can experience in bhakti yoga.
To nema jedan u djelić od 10 miliona koliko možemo uživati u bhakti yogi.
So we're not interested in just becoming free of karma. We're interested in getting bhakti. Bhakti comes from the heart of a pure devotee.
I mi nismo zainteresirani da se oslobodimo karme, mi smo zainteresirani za bhakti, a bhakti dolazi iz srca čistog bhakte.
And in order to get that bhakti from the heart, you have to please the pure devotee.
A kako bismo dobili tu bhakti u srcu, moramo zadovoljiti čistog bhaktu.
And he blesses you.
I onda dobijete blagoslov.
And if you're bathing in the Ganges and sinning, then no pure devotee is going to be very pleased with you.
A ako se mi kupamo u Gangi, onda griješimo, kupamo se u Gangi, onda griješimo, i nijedan čisti bhakta baš neće biti zadovoljan sa tim.
And then you can take birth as one of the dogs that regularly bathes in the Ganges or something like that. You know, the cows. What is it? Eva Gokura. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Cow onda, or an ass.
Onda možeš dobiti neko tijelo, recimo psa ili krave koje se redovno kupaju u rijeci Gangi i monestik sa Eva Gokura.
If one goes to the bank of the Ganges just to take a bath without taking advantage of the great souls that reside on the banks of the Ganges, that person is like a cow or an ass.
I tako ako se neko kupa u Gangi, a u stvari ne uzima dobrobiti druženje sa svetim osobama koje se tamo nalaze, onda je u stvari kao krava ili magarac.
Okay. So any other questions, quick questions, because it's
još
time
jedno brzo
prasadam.
Pitanje, vrijeme za prasadam.
And tomorrow is Pandavaneer Jala Kadasi. You should fill yourselves up today so you can get by tomorrow.
Sutra je Kadasi, pa tako možete se napuniti da možete preživjeti sutrašnji dan.
And so there's a nice wedding in the middle of the day. We ask all the devotees to bless the couple. Actually, one thing we wanted to mention, whenever there's a wedding in community, all the Vaishnavas should give their blessings. It's very auspicious because we are a part of Krishna's transcendental family, and this is a very auspicious event in our family.
S obzirom da danas imamo vjenčanje, svi Vaishnavi bi se trebali okupiti, dati blagoslove, jer u stvari ovo je obiteljska stvar i kad je takvo jedno događanje kao što je vjenčanje, svi bi trebali doći i dati blagoslove.
Okay. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Gangamai ki jai, Bhavadeva Vidyabhushana ki jai, Gangamata Goswamini ki jai, Haribol.